You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, the show where each week I talk about a different thing and match music with it. Welcome back. This is the 75th show. Yep. Just double checked. 75th show. Thanks for tuning in again, if you're a return listener. And if you're a first time listener, thanks for joining us. Before I get into today's topic, I'm going to play a quick PSA.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turp.
Quick PSA, kind of on theme. For the show, actually. Today, I decided to talk about The Pitt, which is a new HBO show about an emergency department in Pittsburgh. Or no, Philly. Wait. It's The Pitt. Now I'm confusing myself. Anyway. But yeah, it's an emergency... It's basically like a hospital show. Like, you know, there's been plenty of them. But this one's a little bit different because... The whole season takes place in one day, so each episode is an hour of, like, a 12-hour shift. But obviously there's things that get in the way, so it ends up being, like, 16 episodes or something. And I don't really like medical dramas or, like, medical shows that much. Like, sometimes they'll captivate me a little bit, but I never, like, go out of my way to watch them. This show... is so good. I've talked to so many people that have watched it, and they all have said the same thing. And it's really cool because it brings up a lot of, like, social and political issues, too, that happens within the medical world. Not that you guys care if you haven't seen it and you're not going to watch it. But, yeah, it's really cool, and I really like it, and I've been enjoying watching it. I think the second season... There's two seasons. I think the second season is just about ending. I don't know if they're releasing any more episodes, but... Yeah, so I decided to pick, how many characters did I do? I did like four characters, I think, from the show, and I ended up picking like two songs each that I thought they would listen to or that were played in the show, and it'll make more sense when I start explaining it. But yeah, oh, also, if you don't already follow the Instagram, feel free to follow at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. I post... what the topic of the show is going to be, so you can decide whether or not you want to tune in for the week. But yeah, getting straight into it. The first two that I did were the two attending doctors. So I started with Dr. Rabinovich, or Robbie is his name. I started with All These Things That I've Done by The Killers, followed by Baby by Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise. The second one, the Baby song, is played in the show when he's, I think it's the first season, the first episode, and the last episode, he's coming into work listening to it, and then he leaves work listening, I think, to the same song. He might have just come in listening to that song. I should have double-checked that before I came on here today. But, yeah, so those are the first two. And then for Dr. Abbott, he's the second attending, I decided to pick Morning Glory by Oasis and then Roadrunner by The Modern Lovers. I think these songs fit their characters. Dr. Robbie is like, just like, I don't know how to describe him actually. I should have like written something down, but Dr. Abbott is he worked in the military, I think, as a medic, and he works night shift. So you don't like get to see him often in the show, but both of their characters are super cool. They have, like, a cool dynamic. It's interesting how they portray the two. But, yeah, I feel like these are pretty accurate in like, their character and how, like, I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But first, we got all these things that I've done by The Killers. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you keep listening.
Is there room for one more? got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
You just finished listening to Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. Next up, we've got Whitaker, which sweet Whitaker is like one of the new doctors. He was a resident in, or whatever, the students in the first season, but now he's like an official doctor for the hospital. So I chose Like Sugar by Chaka Khan, which was a song he was listening to at the end of season one. And then inspired by that song, I ended up picking Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. Then next up, we've got Langdon, which actually, never mind. I'm going to play these two and then I'll get into the other ones. But yeah, so we've got Like Sugar by Chaka Khan coming at ya. Enjoy.
Everybody here dancing.
That was Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. That was for Dr. Whitaker's character because he's a cutie little boy from Nebraska who moved to, who went to med school and now is working at the hospital, and his character is like adorable and everyone loves him. Next up, I'm going to do Doctor, oh wait, these are the last songs I have. Oh no, I'm sorry. Next up, I'm going to do Dr. Langdon and Dr. Santos. They've got an interesting dynamic because on Dr. Santos's first day as a resident, her first day meeting Dr. Langdon, she reported him for stealing drugs from the emergency department. And he was addicted to, I forget what kind of drug it was. But anyway, so with that, I picked Doctor, 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 Help Me, Help Me, Help Me by Cage the Elephant, followed by Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System. Maybe a little too on the nail there, but I figured it was good. And then, following that for Dr. Santos, she's also has a weird relationship with like Dr. Langdon, but then also just like on the floor, like in the emergency room, like she kind of has an ego and it bites her in the butt in certain ways, and I don't know. So I did Your Dog by Soccer Mommy, followed by Habits by Genevieve Stokes. Our last character, her songs also apply to Dr. Santos a little bit, but I figured I would keep them separate until we play the last two. So yeah, Doctor, 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 Help Me, Help Me, Help Me by Cage the Elephant. Enjoy.
Company, accept the worst. happens every night. Present company, excluded every time. Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company. Makes me want to stay. Killing it with close inspection. Killing it can only make it worse. Sort of makes it breed. Present company, accepting presently. We all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company, excluded in the night. Present company. Included in the fight.
on again, off again, let me like oxygen. You don't know what I do for you. I'm stubborn and brittle, act like I know a lot, but know very little. I'm growing up, but I'm not growing old, and I ain't to do anything that I've been told. And you go and I stay, it's always a person in wrong ways. Hate to be right.
Thank you. You just finished listening to Habits by Genevieve Stokes. If you're just now tuning in, we're almost at the end of the show, but you've been listening to Unnecessary Intervention, and we've been talking about the Pitt characters. Oh, I meant to mention that with, what's her name? Santos, Dr. Santos, sorry. She has like this weird thing with one of the surgeons from upstairs. They like have an on again, off again relationship, and the one wants it casual, but Dr. Santos doesn't. So that's like part of my choices with those two songs as well. Next up, we've got Dr. McKay, the last two songs of the show. She has a complicated relationship with her ex-husband and her ex-husband's girlfriend, and she doesn't get to see her son a lot, and she has like a rough background. You don't get to know much about it yet, but hopefully as the show goes on, we'll know more. But with that, I decided to choose two songs that I think are pretty fitting. The first one's going to be 17 by Sharon Van Etten, followed by Criminal by Fiona Apple, which may be a little bit, again, on the nail there, but I like those songs, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. Keep tuning in. Make sure to follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. And if you like what you heard this week, or if you didn't like what you heard this week, tune in next week. Maybe I'll have something for you. And I think that's about it. Thanks again. These are the last two songs. 17 by Sharon Van Etten coming at you on WMUC FM College Park. I love you guys. I'll see you next week, 7 p.m. on Thursday. And that's it. Kiss, kiss. Enjoy.
music once at hand. But I keep living this day like the next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it.